Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. So I wanted to tell you this story about a cat that I saw earlier this week. The cat caught my attention. She was waiting at the curb, the calico cat. And as she waited at the curb, it was evident she wanted to cross the street. And she looked right and then left and then right and left and right and left again. Three times she looked. And then she proceeded to cross the street. And I was amazed to think that I was actually witnessing this kind of cat consciousness. To be careful crossing the street. And midway she stopped again and looked right and then left. And she went on her way and got to the other side. And when she got on the sidewalk, she stopped and turned and looked behind her. Sort of like, you know, checking it all out to be sure it was all clear. Just was remarkable to witness. And seemingly content that it was all clear, she trotted down the sidewalk happily on her way. And I just thought, wow, wouldn't it be nice to be so careful? We're not always careful, are we, as humans? And there are so many ways where it could just benefit us to look both ways three times. And there, you know, and the fact that she did it three times, that magical number three, just threw me for a loop almost. Anyway, that's my cat story for the day. Not quite outdone by the Orioles I saw in the park today. Amazed at their colors. I don't see them very much around, that sort of splash of orange yellow on them. They're just quite remarkable to see. And I barely saw them and they were on their way. And I'm very lucky to see a pair of Orioles in a season. So cats and birds, there we go. What a nice segue. There's a song I've been thinking of recently. I was playing some old albums, and in particular I was listening to Neil Young's After the Gold Rush, and there's a song on there called Birds. And I really like this song, and I'm so interested in music. I always have been, and I rarely play my music or play any kind of music for Radio Lee, but this one I'm going to give a whirl today. I've always made this connection between music and poetry, and there are so many examples of that. I mean, hip-hop is a perfect example. And then you have artists like Jacques Brel. And Brel, he's, you know, to me, one of the most incredible lyricists. But there are many, past, present, and, of course, future. I think Esperanza Spalding is just an amazing young woman in jazz. Her lyrics are just remarkable. Her latest album, which I don't have yet, but I'm going to get, and I can't honestly don't even remember the name of it, but it's pretty newly released. Heard one of the tracks on the radio the other day, and I was just in awe. And so what I want to say is this relationship between poetry and music is very real when you consider that the first poems were actually chants, as I discovered some time ago, and had this validated when I was studying drumming and was introduced to the diaspora and was taught certain songs in Yoruba, and it all sort of tied everything together for me. So it's not coincidental, I think, that I'm as interested in music as I am in poetry. I mean, the two are just so intertwined for me. So anyway, this song, Birds, by Neil Young, is one that I really like because I find the lyrics to be so poetically moving, and I love that it's a really understated piece, and I find that I'm most attracted to understatement in art, whatever form that might be. But I find so often that it's the understatement that actually leads you even more deeply into the beauty of the piece, whether it's a photo or a musical score, or, you know, film. I mean, Shakespeare was a master at understatement. And what I love about that is how much room that allows the person receiving the art to follow their own way into it. I really like that. Well, anyway, so I'm going to play this piece. I don't have the mechanical rights to it yet, so don't be doing anything stupid like, you know, selling it, doing anything like that. I have to get the rights, and then I have to record it for real for my third CD whenever I get around to that. But for now, I am just going to share this with you, and I hope you like it. So it's Birds by Neil Young. And as always, I thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Radio Lee.
Lover, there will be another one who'll hover over you beneath the sun. Tomorrow, think of things that never come. Today, when you see it's over.